Did you ever dive off?
Dive off a sweet gum tree.
Did you ever hit flat there?
Sometimes I hit flat. It's a belly washer. I hit a belly washer.
And when you were out there, did you ever, like, when you the water roll over you?
Yeah.
What would you be doing?
Coming, someone standing in the water.
And tell me about, you know, what are some other creeks like that around here?
Well, we don't know of no other creeks right around here on Robinson Creek. Now, we have San Jacinto River.
Oh, you do?
It's kind of a part river, and part, however, lots of water comes down. But it's not a solid, it splits up, you know, and then it overflows land and makes another ditch down further, you know. It's not one creek bed. It's not one river bed.
So you didn't do that very much?
No, I never did that much. They fish in it, though. They fish in the creek.
Are there any other small creeks or anything?
No. No small creek. On Robinson Creek, we got Robinson Creek.
What about town?
Town Creek. We got Town Creek here. It runs out here in town, through town here. All the, I don't know, all the mess flows through it, you know. Toilet tissues and everything like that, you know, goes through it.
In Town Creek?
In Town Creek. Let me go take
it. Well, you know, you said you went swimming down there?
Yeah.
Did you do that by yourself?
I thought it'd be a bunch of niggers with me, nigger boys. I associated with, wasn't no boys in that country out there, but niggers. And be 4 or 5 of us, get on horses and go down there and swim. But I was about the best swimmer in the bunch. I'd climb up a sweet gum tree and dive off the rim, which is pretty high up, you know.
I guess you wouldn't want to go down there by yourself, because you might do what?
Might drown or something like that.
Did that ever happen around here?
No, it never had happened around here.
Well, what does a baby do before it learns to walk?
Crawls.
And if a man, like, wants to get that high down below something, you know, he does what?
Stoops over.
And he, what would you say I was doing?
Crawling. He's crawling.
Oh, I might.
On his hunkers.
And what do you call this part of the leg right here?
Shank, because you call it shank.
And if this was a hedge or something, I'd have to do what? I'd have to
hide behind the hedge.
Would you say I would be hunkering down to do that?
Yeah.
So how would you say that?
He'd be hunkering behind the hedge, keeping me seen.
And if a woman went to church, you know, she might go to the altar and you'd say she
was converted.
But she might get down like this, you'd say.
Yeah. She's down on her knees.
Or you'd say she walked to the altar and she would you say she knelt or she kneeled or what?
Kneeled. She kneeled.
And if I said, well, I'm tired, so I think I'm going to
retire, go to bed.
Or if I was just right here.
A rest.
Well, I say I'm going to
lay down.
And if I called you this afternoon and I said, did I tire you out this morning? You say, yeah, so I what in bed all day?
I slept in bed all day.
But if you didn't sleep, you just
rested in bed all day.
Would you say you lay
in bed all day.
And but if you slept, you might have strange what?
Strange dreams or feelings.
And when you woke up, you'd say you'd say guess what I
dreamed.
And if you bring your foot down on the board, I'd ask you, say you do what?
Stomp it. Stomp my foot.
And if you go like that, you what? You something?
Rubbing. You're rubbing or squashing.
Or you put.
Push.
And if you do this way, you
pull.
And if a child, you know, a grandchild of yours is here, a young grandchild, went in there and the stove was on and tried to reach up there, you'd say,